It's been a whirlwind since then, since the point of us deciding that this was how we were going to do and what we were going to do to go forward. We managed to secure the premises and now the building is open. So it's been a very quick process and it grew arms and legs very quickly and it's evolved to what it is now and every day it evolves as well.
I'm very busy. What kind of people come here?
It's a variety of lots of women. We have, particularly in the mornings, a lot of the young mums like to come in and we do activities for some of the kids. In the afternoons, we do things like social cafes for women just to come in and meet other women, have a chat, cake and coffee. We do walk and talk groups and we do empowerment cafes as well to help with self-esteem and confidence in women. We also do things like sewing bees and book clubs. So we try to keep it that we vary it right the way through. But activities, that, you know, it's every woman that is able to come in and we do get men too and that's okay. That's okay.
What's the reaction been like from the women that do come? What does this mean to them?
For a lot of women in our community now, then particularly for some of them, they feel that it's now part of their lives. For some women who suffer maybe some social anxieties, you know, just getting into the town can be really hard work for them. But for them, they come in here first and have a coffee and have a chat with us and they're able to go on with their day. We have women who come in here every day, who sit in here every day with us too, but for them, you know, they're feeling very socially isolated. They have the buzz of everyone round about them. They get to see people, they get to chat and interact with people. So for them, it's part of their social circle now too. And they're now, what we do find and what we've found in the hub is that friendships are starting to form. But there's also friendships that's not yet been made. So, you know, it's about women engaging and coming in and being a part of it too.
And what does it mean to you to see that? To see this happen and know that you done it?
I just knew that, you know, with working in the sector with violence against women and girls, that there was a huge gap, that, you know, there is amazing services out there, but there's a lot of barriers, there's labels and stereotypes that goes with that. And it was all about, when we opened up the hub, about dispelling all labels, barriers and stereotypes. It was about women just being women. That's what we have in common. So it doesn't matter if you're homeless or if you're a woman with an addiction, you're still a woman. And it's about being able to interact with other women to hopefully empower you that possibly if there is issues in your life, then maybe we can try and help. And we do have that side of it, which is quite a hidden part of the hub, where if a woman is in crisis, that's something we can intervene very, very quickly with. We can step in and we can really help. Once that part of that's done, the women want to start interacting in the hub, and that's when they will start to feel part of the community of the hub. The hub is a community centre in the centre of the town. It's somewhere that women can just come and be a part of it, have a coffee, have something to eat if you want, but if you are in crisis, we're there to help too. We want women to come in and engage. If there is a man out there who needs a hand as well, we are here to help. We have supported some men. We have youth groups coming in here. We have lots of activities going on. And it's about even just pop in and say hi and then get the feel of what the hub's all about.